Chapter 15. No Trouble with Treble. I don't consider myself as having mastered the flute, but I get a real kick out of trying. Sir James Galway. Gee whiz. Okay, I'm sure you're dying of suspense. The treble clef used to be the letter G. You can kind of see its G-ness if you squint your eyes and use some imagination. The treble clef is also called the G-clef because it shows where the note G is on the staff. The inner loop of the treble clef circles the second line, thus naming it G. And on the book's website at basicmusictheory.audio, you can see example 1 that shows this. Once you know where G is, you can use the musical alphabet, A through G, to fill in the rest of the notes, naming each line and space alphabetically and consecutively, like so. This is example 2 on the website. Using this system, the bottom line is E, the top line is F, the bottom space is also F, and the top space is E. Take a look at this on the website. What? You want it easier? Okay. Instead of memorizing that long string of letters above, or running the alphabet up and down from G, you can memorize 2 short strings of letters. 5 letters for the lines and 4 letters for the spaces. A mnemonic device will make this even easier. A what device? Mnemonic, the first M in the word is silent, came from a Greek word meaning to remember. A mnemonic device is a trick you can use to remember a long series of things, grocery lists, test answers, or, in this case, note names. Use a mnemonic device to learn the names of the lines and spaces of the treble clef staff. Usually, the sillier, crazier, or weirder the sentence you make up, the easier it will be to remember. Here are some mnemonic sentences for treble clef lines. Read them from left to right. So there are 3 options. You're best off creating your own, but these work very well. For the lines of the treble clef staff, this is example 3 on the website, you have empty garbage before dead flips, elephants go backwards down freeways, and every good boy deserves fudge. Sometimes you'll see every good boy does fine. And here are some more mnemonics for treble clef spaces. There's an easier one for the treble clef spaces, easier than saying a sentence. It's a word, and it rhymes with space. The 4 treble clef spaces spell the word face. Check it out on example 4 on this book's website. If you decide to use a sentence, here are 3 options. Frequent asking can enlighten. Farting always causes enemies. Fat alligators chew everything. Take a couple minutes to come up with your own mnemonic device for the lines and the spaces. If you make up your own, you're more likely to remember it. But if nothing comes to you, memorize one from the above that you like. Moving on. Because so many instruments use treble clef, it's important to learn this clef even if your instrument uses another type of clef. Once you understand this clef and how it names the second line, you'll be ready for Chapter 16, which shows you all the fascinating details of the bass clef. Chapter 15 Study Guide. Number 1. What letter did the treble clef used to be? Treble clef used to be a G. Number 2. The inner loop of the treble clef circles which line? It circles the second line. Number 3. What is a mnemonic device? It's a trick to improve your memory. Number 4. What letter name does a treble clef give to that second line? The second line is named G by the treble clef. Number 5. On a blank staff that you either create yourself or print from this book's website, draw 12 treble clefs. Try them in different sizes. Try to loop the second line of the staff. And take your time. Use an example to guide you at first. This is a tricky symbol. Number 6. What is another name for the treble clef? It's also known as the G clef. Number 7. What are the names of the treble clef lines? Those are, from the bottom up, E, G, B, D, F. Number 8. What are the names of the treble clef spaces? Those are, from the bottom up, F, A, C, E. Number 9. What are your mnemonic devices for remembering the lines and spaces of the treble clef staff? Teach that to someone. Practical use exercise. Put your right hand up in front of your face. It has to be your right hand. Palm facing you. You're using your right hand because that's the treble clef hand when you play piano. Use your left hand to point to the fingertips and valleys of the right hand fingers. Say each line or space name as you touch it. Look at the illustration, which is image 5 on this book's website, if you need a little help. Be sure to say the names out loud and to touch your hand. It'll help you remember.